We've been in a series on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And we've been in Galatians chapter 5, where we've talked about walking by the Spirit and not fulfilling the deeds of the flesh. The promise is, if you walk by the Spirit, you'll never ever fulfill the deeds of the flesh. And then we looked at those sins and those strongholds that people walk in. The Bible goes on to say in that passage of Scripture that we're to be led by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, you're going to crucify the flesh and its passions. Matter of fact, it's going to say this, we'll see it next week, but it says, children of God have crucified the flesh and its passions. Are you a child of God? Children of God, what do? They crucify the flesh and its passions. Period. Not sometimes, not most of the time, but all the time. The Bible says in that passage of Scripture we'll look at next week is that as long as you practice these things, you don't inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because children of God crucify the flesh and its passions. Some of us slower than others. But folks, if you're in Christ, you're promised to get there. He promises you to get there. And so if He promises you to get there, you might as well just start. To ask God to show you what the idols of your life are. The gods of this world that you bow down to. And yet still confess Christ. It's a promise. These are the children of God. These are the sons of God, the daughters of God, who are led by the Spirit of God. I want you to turn to Romans chapter 8 again. Or I've mentioned it in our prayer. Because I want you to see something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we saw a couple of weeks ago, helps you. He's the helper. So He helps you in every area of life. And then the Holy Spirit leads you into all truth. And if He leads you into all truth, then you're going to follow Him. And you're going to fulfill the fruit of the Spirit. The only way to do that is to abide in Jesus. And we saw that the Holy Spirit teaches you to abide in Jesus. But what I love about this passage of Scripture and about the Holy Spirit is that He prays for you according to the will of God. It's a wonderful thing that He'd gift you, then empower, and then pray for you. And as we're going to see in just a moment, He will empower you to be the witness that God's called you to be. But you got to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. You got to be led by the Spirit of God. Verse 26 says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself is interceding for us with groanings too deep for words. If you're in Christ, the Spirit of Christ dwells within you. And the work of the Spirit is that He's going to be praying for you according to the will of God. That's the promise. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He's interceding for you with groanings too deep for words. And I don't know what tradition you come from, but that's not tongues. That's the Spirit of God in every believer. Every believer who is praying for you with groanings too deep for words. It's the Spirit groaning for you to see the will of God accomplished in your life, your marriage, your children, your family, our church, the ends of the earth, our nation, just as we've talked about. He's praying, and He's praying for you right now, that you would fulfill the Word of God, that you would fulfill the promises of God, He would fulfill the promises of God in your life, and that you would walk in agreement to do the things that God's called you to do. I was first called to ministry when I was 9 years old, about to be 10. Didn't understand a whole lot about it. But I'm going to tell you something. In the last 20-something years, oh, actually, the last 30-something years, been here 40 years coming up, 37 years I've been walking people through deliverance. And more than just a few times, somebody comes in with a lot of trouble. And this is what I'll ask them. Have you ever felt you had a call on your life for ministry? And I'm talking officer ministry. I'm talking about paid ministry. I'm talking about, I hate to use the word professional, but I'm just talking about an equipper. And I'm telling you this. This is the honest truth. Every single person I've ever asked that say yes. Had a call in my life when I was a kid. Had a call in my life when I was a teenager, a college student. When I came to Christ at 27, call in my life. And I've walked away from it. And my next thing is I say to him, well, could you put that back on the altar? Because if you're running from God, if you're running from His Word, if you're running from the promises of God, if you're running from the things that God has asked you to do, whether it's ministry or anything else, if He's asked you to do it, if He's called you to it, the calling's irrevocable. And maybe it's the Spirit of God just hounding you and chasing you and allowing you to be where you're at right now until He gets your attention so that you can say yes again. Spirit of God is interceding for you right now if you're in Christ. That's a great promise. But He's praying according to the will of God. Not your will, not my will, not the church's will, not the country's will, but God's will. And I got to tell you this. This is the will of God for every one of us in this place, everyone watching right now. What I'm about to say to you, I've said to you a couple of times this year in this passage because I think it's so important. The Spirit of God, that's the third person of the Trinity, is praying for your weaknesses. He's praying for you. When He's doing this, He searches the hearts. He knows what the mind of the Spirit is because He's interceding for the saints according to what? The will of God. And what's the will of God? We know that God's causing all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Sometimes we can get so trite about this question, okay, this purpose. And please don't hear what I'm saying as something that's not right, because it is right. I mean, God does allow things to happen in your life so He can get you to a better place. But I'm not talking about career-wise or money-wise. I'm talking about Christ-like-wise. The things in this life that God's blessed us with career, places to live on, getting out of debt and all those things, I'm just going to tell you what it is. That's just lanyap. Do you know what lanyap is? It's a New Orleans term, French term. That's a little something extra. It's not the main thing. Because you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. You can be the greatest in your field and lose your soul. And say, oh, I'm blessed. No, God blesses you by sending Jesus and turning you from your wicked ways. That's what blessed is. If He happens to bless you in a country like this, to be able to make a living like you make, and be able to give and do, awesome, awesome, you are blessed. But somebody can have all of that and still go to hell. Is that right? Hear the gospel. Lanyap. Baker's dozen. A little something extra. God is praying for His purpose to be fulfilled in your life, my life, our church, our leadership, all the places that God has called us to. He is praying that the will of God would be done. And He's going to cause everything to work out for those. Watch! To those who what? To those who love God. To those who are called according to His purpose. This is your identity. This is Christ in you. This is how you're defined. One who loves God. One who's called according to His purpose. But what's the purpose? For those whom He foreknew, He predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren. That's us, right? And these whom He predestined, He called. And these whom He called, He justified. And these whom He justified, He also glorified. It's a journey. It's a journey of becoming more like Christ. A hypocritical life is saying, I believe this, that's me, but it's not you. You honor Him with your words, but your heart's far from Him. Maybe your heart is far from you because you're some kind of angry in your marriage and therefore you lust all the time. Maybe you're angry and you're just not fulfilling your ministry because of the anger. You think that's God's will? We're to be conformed into His image. That's the promise of God. Well, I believe that because sometimes we have this doctrine in our lives, which is true, that God does save me from hell. That's true. But even greater, He saves me from the stuff it sends me to hell. The sin, the strongholds, the junk of this world. And if you're in Christ, you have a call on your life. If you're in Christ, the Spirit of God is praying for you according to the will of God that you might be like Jesus. Like Jesus in character, but like Jesus in ministry. What I love about one of the, I think it's in Acts, it may be in a different one, but it's the only place that talks about Jesus going around doing good things. Now we know that through the Gospels. But he's this great God who became man, who did great things. And greater things you shall do. Greater than things than these that you shall do. Because why? I go to the Father to send the Holy Spirit to you. That's what the Holy Spirit's praying for you right now. That you find your life in Him. That you find your purpose in Him. That you find your ministry in Him. And it's more than just coming on a Sunday morning. Some of you here have the gift of giving, but you haven't given in years. Some of you have the gift of service, but you haven't served for years. Some of you have the gift of encouragement, but you do it here and you do it there. Some of you have the gift of teaching kids. And you've taught kids. Why are we in the square? Why are we in the nursery or the house or youth? You have gifts that we need. That's why you're here. And we want to release you to do those gifts. We want to love you to those places. Why? Because that's what the Spirit does. He's praying for you according to the will of God, which is to be conformed into His image. Character-wise, in Christ, and gifted-wise. And if you're in Christ, y'all got a gift. All of us. Some of us are hands, some of us are fingers, some of us are feet, some of us are mouthpieces. Bible says there's two kinds of gifts. There's the speaking gifts and there's the serving gifts. We need you. We need one another. This is what the Spirit of God's praying for. I'm going to tell you this. This is what I'm praying every day for you. That you find deep relationships here. I know it's hard here. I know it's difficult. We're scattered all over the place. But even tonight at Proctor, there's going to be a home fellowship. There'll be one in Stephenville soon, one in Comanche soon. There's places that you can connect. Every Sunday morning, you can come to the first hour and connect and get to know one another. Instead of the 1.5 hour that we come looking at each other's backsides as you listen to your preacher preach. I'm praying that you would be ignited and that the scripture that we're reading today would be ignited in your life where He is causing all things to work together for good in your life. But the good is that He's making you like Jesus. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'd birth within us that kind of faith. Because the scripture says right now, I mean later on, He says, in the Spirit of God, Jesus is at the right hand of God also praying for you. Trinity at work. It's a powerful thing. It's for you and it's for me. It's for us. And I'm asking you today to get connected. One of our values is community. Call it life on life. And you can find it various ways. But we need you. And you need us. God's called you to this place for any amount of time, any purposeful time. I'm asking you to ask God to show you what those gifts are. And most of you know what they are. They're your motivational gifts. It's what just jazzes you. Maybe a servant gift, a speaking gift. But how can we, as leadership in church, bring you to these places so that coming along with the Helper, the Holy Spirit who helps us, who intercedes for us, so that we might imitate that and we might be the people God's called us to be. There's little kids over here that are dying for retired couples to come over and hold them. Paws and maws. Grandpas and grandmas. Can't you do 1 week out of 6 weeks? Just to go over and hold babies, our babies, these babies we dedicate, these babies that we put hands on, just to hold them, just to love on them. Catelyn does that, don't you? Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. His wife, women's ministries, every Sunday morning during worship practice, she walks these aisles and prays for you. No one asked her to do that. Michael Battenfield prayed that passionate prayer every Sunday morning here at 6:30, 7 o'clock with other guys walking in every area, praying for the glory of God on this property. No one asked him to do that. The Spirit of God asked him to do that. And we're not a church that said, well, wait a minute. We didn't have that in mind in this, but we'll have to pray about it. Everything you see on this property happens because someone came along and had a vision for it. Emily, where are you? Emily Gostin. You got to be in here, right? Yeah, come on up. This is Emily. 2 years ago, I met with her. And she received Christ in Cold Smoke in the middle of town. Come on. You know what she's doing? She just resurrected our ESL. And on Tuesday night, she's leading that. 2 years into faith. 2.5 years into faith. Okay. Got with Craig. And now on Tuesday night, she's helping people with English second language. No one asked her to do that. No one asked her to do that. God just put that on her heart. She's being discipled by Chelsea Yankee. Has been discipled by some folks at the BSM. And today she wants to become a part of our body officially. She hadn't done that yet. She's already on the square. She's already working. And now she's about, I've had this filled out, so I want to be part of the body of Christ. Some of you have the gift of leading worship. And I know we have a ton of people. But come on. Do you see how this man gives it away? He gives it away. You saw that today. People on the square, people in the house, Wednesday night's coming, we're going to need Awana workers. Folks, let us love you to those places. Let the church bless you in getting you to the places God has always wanted you to be.